A Jewish Journal article. Repentance is recreation. Repentance requires recreation. The fact it's possible implies that within every person lies the power of his liberation. The shofar sounds reflect the fact that all of us are free to be what we should be, our jubilee occurring every time we act with the freedom we are given, Tekiah and Shavarim Trua proclaiming that when we're truer to ourselves we'll be forgiven. Turning into mulligans the errors that we have made, Teshuvah recreates them with repentance, free of Anitana Tokef terrors, just like the vows in Kol Nidre Jews may replay, as God did, too, not punishing the sinners who a golden calf chose to obey. Rabbi J.B. Soloveitchik, in Halakhic Man, discussing Teshuvah, which is commonly translated as repentance, claims that repentance, according to the Halakhic view, is an act of creation, self-creation. Rabbi Jonathan Sachs pointed out that the rationale for the recitation of Kol Nidre, a legal formula recited immediately before Yom Kippur begins, allowing the revocation of past and future oaths, is because it is by means of such a revocation of an oath that God himself repented of his decision to destroy Israel after the sin of the golden calf. Exod. R. 43-4, discussing Exod. 32-11. I think that this is also why God accepted the repentance of the inhabitants of Nineveh in Jonah chapter 3 verses 4-10, described in the book of Jonah, which we read on Yom Kippur afternoon, about 20 hours after hearing Kol Nidre. Gershon Hepner is a poet who has written over 25,000 poems on subjects ranging from music to literature, politics to Torah. He grew up in England and moved to Los Angeles in 1976. Using his varied interests and experiences, he has authored dozens of papers in medical and academic journals, and authored Legal Friction, Law, Narrative, and Identity Politics in Biblical Israel. He can be reached at email protected.